Good morning, my friends. And so we continue today with the practice of focusing awareness. And today I want to practice with silence. When we learn how to access silence around ourselves and within ourselves, then we are able to start connecting with it around everything else. Almost as if the space of silence is a kind of primary ground out of which everything else springs. Silence has a life of its own. It is probably the most assured and universally admired spiritual practice in most every tradition. And scripture tells us to be still and know that I am God. Robert Sardello, in his book Silence, The Mystery of Wholeness, suggests that deep silence and God will be experienced as one in the same thing. And he calls it an ever-faithful companion of spiritual presence, brought to life by our stillness and silent awareness. The inner capacity for silence within an experience or before a decision may allow you to see things with a softer eye, a clarity and integrity that may even surprise you. And what has happened more for me over the years is I've learned to trust and experience within that silence, that my own feelings and intuition become more real and trustworthy. A simple start to practicing silence may be with the use of these 10-minute meditations and sitting quietly for another 10 minutes afterwards. Finding and being in silence needs to be intentional, given the way that our lives and our world are constantly demanding different kinds of attention. Can you imagine the inner peace that would come with being able to claim 15 minutes or 20 of silence? Just like this. So let us settle into our posture and meditative awareness. Body and mind steady, focusing your awareness on your quiet breathing and opening your ears to notice and focus on the silence around you. If there is noise, focus on the spaces between the noises. Notice any judgments and release them. Naming it, judgment, I release you, silence. Notice how the silence sounds in your ears, what it feels like around you. If it has an internal echo or white noise kind of sound, or it is simply the beautiful absence of sound as you focus your awareness on the silence. Let us breathe and be aware together of the silence spaces around us right now. Noticing the silence. Noticing where you feel it in your body, as always. And breathing into that space in your body with quiet breath. Training your awareness, just like we did in the last meditation, to notice only one thing. Silence. Silence. This is the monastery of your own heart and your own mind, developed through practice, so that you become able to take breaks for silence and focus. The primary means of growing towards a more contemplative life is not having more time, but having more intention. Claiming the intention for a space of silence. At first, silence is usually uncomfortable, interrupted by feelings of boredom and thoughts of judgment. And as with all practices of mindfulness, we simply name the interruption, acknowledge it, and release it, and return to that space of silence within. One of the wonderful things about mindfulness practice is that the interruptions are the opportunities to practice, returning to the awareness and the focus on one thing by intention, creating space for silence. Recognize your mindfulness practice when seated in meditation as a practice of silence. Difficult at first, but gets easier with time. In your daily life, look for opportunities to sit without stimulation. An easy way to practice is while driving, without the radio on, rather than filling the silent time in your car with something else. Or if you like to listen to podcasts while you walk, cook, or do other things, turn off that electronic for a period of silence. Simply starting between 2 and 5 minutes a day can have a profound effect on mood and awareness, especially if practiced throughout the day, and moving up to an ideal of 20 minutes of intentional opportunities to integrate silence in your day and keep an eye out for those opportunities. Most likely you will notice that with practice, your sense of urgency begins to change. You find that you are able to see a need or a situation that is asking you to respond. And unless it is critical, that you are, in fact, able to say inside, wait, silence, and make a space in the context of whatever you are doing, for focused awareness on the silence that is present and that is, in fact, the ground out of which all things arise. Continue your breathing and practicing silence throughout your day today. Take it with you, my friends. Silence is a precious fountain of restoration, allowing you to respond with steadiness. Namaste. Amen.